Dan Cube.
Makalua.
The Mean Team.
Ed Jim.
Don't we already have that as a pre-recorded thingy?
Glad you have turned out for this extra Civilization podcast, fans. I'm Daniel Danku, Quick, owner, producer, and regular Polycast co-host. Polycast premiered on October 20th, 2006. Its extended first season comprised 34 episodes running to and including the end of the following year. It also included 7 blooper reels, each running 5 minutes in length, give or take. Beginning in Season 2 in 2008, bloopers were added to the end of episodes as opposed to separate reels. Now the best, and worst, so to speak, of both worlds comes together. This is Polycast Blooper Reel Volume 8, compiling the flubs, dubs, and what does from Season 8 in 2014 that were cut from the end of episodes due to time. Let's begin. Episode 192. Clicking on the starting stream button in 3, 2, 2.5. No, I'm just kidding. 1, and I press the button.
Commercial incoming.
So what now?
We're waiting for the commercial again, about 30 seconds.
All right.
There's my commercial.
So what's it like in the Northern Hemisphere?
All right, well, strangely enough, I didn't get an ad.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just kind of muted it.
No, there was kind of something that flashed for a minute, and there was no ad, so...
Just saw the Ustream logo. That was it.
Oh, Aaron says we're having... He's not hearing anything.
What?
Aaron says he's not hearing anything.
Lovely. Very refreshing.
Oh, apparently Plato can't even hear the stream. Maybe that's why we didn't get ads, because he didn't actually go live. He stream trolled.
We are at least recording, yes. Yeah, we are recording. No, you don't have to say that again. It does say that we are streaming. This is weird. Okay, and as soon as I stop the stream...
We get the ad.
Awesome. That's stupid. That was unusual. Let's try this again.
Yeah, that's what it was. You snuck in before the ad, and the Ustream went, whoa. No being live for you without an ad.
All right, and hitting the button again.
So where should we take off from?
The beginning.
So do we start again?
Like, I don't think so. No.
I'm happy to.
I know, that's okay.
Well, it'll run the episode, like, forever.
I think Imagine might be right. I'm now getting the ad.
Yep.
Episode 193.
Ooh, for Dan, it's 11:59 and we have a Mackie.
Yay! See, I told you they weren't late yet.
More of the spring balance patch.
Does anyone remember where we left off?
I think we had skipped some of the social policy stuff. World Congress we only talked about a little bit.
Yeah, we were supposed to go into general combat balance and social policy changes.
Yeah, there you go. See, even Dan was smart enough to tell us which ones to do.
To tell us that, because we're not going to remember. He knows us all too well.
Well, I mean, right. Come on. So. It's only a small chance of remembering something like that across 2 weeks.
E-P-I-S-O-D-E 196. Wonder if Trevor can hear us. Oh.
No, we can't actually hear you.
But you can hear us.
Sorry, I had my mic muted.
You all right being referred to, by the way, by your first name on the show?
Oh, yeah, that's how I was going to introduce myself.
Oh, okay. What about your last name?
What about it?
I'll just say this real quick. I apologize in advance if you hear any like cussing coming from the background. My fiance is playing Call of Duty right now, so.
Oh yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Is she like one of the ones that always screams out profanities and stuff?
Sometimes.
Oh, this should be fun.
And the silence means people agree with me, but they don't want it on record. Okay, fine.
Yes.
E-P-I-S-O-D-E 197.
Hello. Thank you for calling. No one is currently available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
So whose voicemail are we leaving a rambling message on?
Oh, he had to phone in like I did one time.
Yeah, breaking news. Phil tried to load the trailer and it crashed his computer. Sorry about that, Phil.
I didn't even get that far.
He's using a phone?
I'm trying to see what the heck's going wrong with it, that it's auto-restarting, unprompted.
Your computer in general?
My computer in general is doing that. So no, my computer is not up and running. I do not have the topic list. I vaguely remember what you assigned me, though.
Say what it is that you can remember, and then that way we can say that you actually did what you were supposed to do today by introducing the topic. I know it's a first for you to, you know, like, do what it is that you're told, but it's the first time for everything.
Great. Well, no, now I don't remember. I'm sorry.
People might be wondering, and I think it's actually worthwhile mentioning, because the last time Majin was not on the panel, there were a couple people on CFC that thought that he had left the show.
Yeah, speaking of Australia.
Yeah, speaking of Australia, that's where Majin is right now.
He's gone on a walkabout.
Posted 1201.
Yeah, I bet you their embargo lifted just that second.
Sitting there with his finger on the publish button.
Exactly. Enable. Can I enable yet? Refresh. Can I
tweet it yet? Can I?
Of course, you always can. But more like, may I?
Those people are still stuck in 2000.
I don't know anybody who uses that stuff.
Says the person calling in from a phone.
Well, then I'll speak at once.
Oh, sorry, Mackie. I was distracted by something else. Can you repeat that?
Why am I here? Okay, literally, do you mean I need to repeat that for you?
Yes!
Oh, my God, man. I thought you were joking.
Not that we've only gotten a little off topic from what... You know, that's...
Welcome to Polycast. Off topic is our theme.
I'm supposed to be doing a show, but I'm reading this article.
I know, all of us right now.
Phil, his question is in Civ 4 strategy and tips. He actually wants guidelines for Civ 4.
What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, we are in Civ 4. I apologize. Okay, then I take it back. In Civ 4... Yeah, you're not.
What I enjoy is how long it took for any one of us to say anything.
I scrolled down too far.
How much more rope can we give Phil?
I mean,
well, he was on a roll. We didn't want to interrupt.
I know. Even though it's not that it's invalid, but.
Well, okay. So that's the Civ 5 angle. Let's go back to Civ 4. All right.
We are about to go live in 3, 2,
wait,
1. What?
What topic are we actually doing first, since Mackie is no-showing for the moment?
No, we're still going to do that topic first. It's going to be Falsetto Mackie. She's asked for it.
Just making sure, because we could skip around or do Falsetto Mackie, so I'm just making sure.
Speaking of recent and feedback...
There's the Dan we love.
Oh, man.
The transitions. I think this means that we need to go into a game.
Yeah, during the show.
Podcast over. Bye. We got to... No.
We're going to test things.
Episode 199. I liked off...
Did you...
4N, 4Con, 4... It's like a...
I think it's Anaconda with 4s instead of A's.
Oh, is that... Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I was trying to read it like a license plate. It wasn't working.
What country would that be from?
This whole past 20 minutes has been trolling Dan, I think.
I think he's just been sitting there. Cast. He's been sitting there twiddling his thumbs, just plotting, waiting.
And there's something I can say, but I just... No.
Your thumbs aren't what you're doing.
But it's historically accurate that elephants are really strong. I felt like being a jerk for some reason.
For some reason, you're Phil.
Oh, right.
I mean, but
troll.
I don't know what an iIronclad is.
It's custom named promoted
ironclad.
Oh, is that an upgrade from Apple? Is that what the iIronclad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's now online.
Okay. In the next Apple keynote, we're getting rid of the iPhone, we're going to give you an iIronclad.
Episode 202. I wanted to say, like, well, then you're a prick.
Well, that's a lovely thing to come into. Don't know what exactly inspired that, but... Oh, it did. Okay. This article also had one more leader in there. I'm not even going to try and pronounce her name.
No, Mackie.
No,
please
no,
do.
No. And it shows the illustrations of some of those leaders right up in the left, so that's really nice.
And look, there's three girls.
Yeah. Lady leaders, yes. And nobody can argue that they're not historic.
Yeah.
Because they're future.
Oh, well.
Hello. Additionally, each Discover technology comes complete with a special quote voiced by one of the game's leaders and drawn from each leader's personal book of philosophy. This is totally not Alpha Centauri, guys.
Nope.
Totally not.
Totally not.
As read by Patrick Stewart.
I don't think they can afford him to read that much. Seriously, would you like to ask Bethesda how much it cost him to do the intro of one game?
Yeah. Well, he still might do it.
Fine. And voiced by Tom Hardy.
What? La la la.
Civilization Online Beta First Look.
Oh, wait.
And, what?
Ah, what is it? Kill it with fire.
I hope you're referring to an ad, because...
No, the first picture and the first link. What the hell is that?
Episode 204. On an improved tile, gives you 3 food, 2 production, 1 go- Yes, it does, with emphasis in the background. Oh, wait, that's an ad.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
But those new civilizations are largely hopeless, so it was questionable what the point of that was. Yeah. Other than giving you another city to take, I guess.
Maybe the idea was to pull at your heartstrings, but that backfired miserably.
You tell good jokes, Dan.
Actually, it's previously announced due to GameSpy
Sorry, what's that? You broke up for me.
Yeah, I broke up for me.
Termination.
Oh, imagine you had a really
We went and terminated them. It's like
you had a really
due to GameSpy Technologies termination.
I don't think you can hear you yet.
What? Am I there?
Yeah, you had a really, really important point, and your internet connection said no. So can you start again?
Well, I can. Yeah, I could hear you, but I couldn't. Apparently, you couldn't hear me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's doing it again.
Really?
Really.
Moving swiftly along, an email. Mackie.
Which I have to find again. Which tab was this? Ah.
It was the tab with the email.
Very funny.
It was the tab with the stuff in it?
I'm just lovable and adorable this way, so, you know. Awkward silence.
Okay. Moving on.
Episode 206.
Still, though, you know.
So, guests, are you...
Go first.
Yeah, this is where you introduce the topic now, or are you serious?
You didn't post any order of how this is supposed to work.
You did in the Skype.
Oh, damn it.
The order
for doing it. Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right.
Good grief.
I knew it did. You haven't listened to the other 205 episodes.
I thought of a segment right now, but Mackie would hit me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Do we have a quota on that? I thought we had a limited of those.
Just imagine when she gets the technology to punch it through the internet.
Oh, jeez.
Well, actually, today I'm sponsored by Red Bull, so.
Yeah.
Dan may or may not have happened to have been nearby. I don't know if he can really press the claim.
Well, just because he turns into a ghoul from Fallout means he can still probably, you know, file the claim.
Yeah, he'll be alive. Not so hot. So, hey. Okay.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What I like in Mackie's inference there is that I would not be looking so hot, which you could take to say that,
let's
you know, I am
continue,
hot.
Let's just continue,
Charlie. Yes, let's just continue.
No. I want to pounce on this.
Moving on.
Whoa.
All right.
In public?
Ew.
Well played.
What's a joystick?
Did you really just ask that question?
Answers vary.
What is this? Everything but SuCast?
Sure, why not?
Well, in this case, we're talking about Beyond Earth. Yay!
So wouldn't that be Civ?
Well, yes, but it's not proper mainline Civ.
Oh, it's not. No. It's not proper Civ. Ouch.
Oh. Oof. Oh. Bad Becky.
Developers are crying now.
Are you saying
no? I love it. They're not crying. It's a branch of Civ. Sheesh.
Polycast episode 206, ready made.
Yeah.
Episode 207.
We haven't heard from Fabio yet, I don't think.
I'm here listening to you guys jabber, and I'm finding it fascinating.
A change will do you good, just like Sheryl Crow says. So, yes, topic. Oh, speaking of incoming.
Oh, are we talking about the thing again?
What is wrong with you? Don't answer that. Don't have all day.
Nice. I think that was meant to be a segue for me, but now I don't feel like it should be.
Phil's not comfortable with the segue. You guys are saying they announced this. I don't remember them talking about this faction before.
I didn't say they did.
Oh, I thought you said something like that earlier, and it came.
No, I didn't. Nope.
You said something about factions like that. I don't know. Maybe I hadn't had enough coffee yet. I don't know.
It's not like they just made it up last week.
No, I know, but we didn't know the public. The general public who doesn't have special privileges.
Yep, damn.
Imagine, remember when we were talking about a Mackie getting angry at the Star of Homestead? Yeah.
I'm awake and I've had coffee. Don't mess with me.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, guys, that's totally not the gate to get back to Earth for building here. Nope, nope.
No. This is the gate to go back to Earth and kill people with. You want the other gate if you want the settlers. That's over there.
Nope, the devil's Mackie without coffee.
This is becoming a new joke, isn't it?
If Dan doesn't respond to you until, like, 7...
Yet.
That's kind of work at that.
Episode 208. Anyway.
Moving on. Mackie, this one's actually yours.
What's going on right now? What is happening?
Can you hold on for half a second?
No.
When I pulled the Kindle out of its case, it was at 9%, and I needed to go plug it in. Thank you.
You're doing something other than polycast?
I can multitask. You never would have known that I went over to do that if it hadn't been my topic.
This is called multitasking.
So what do you guys think of that interview with Dennis Quick? Was his name?
No.
Yes, Dennis Stark and Dan Quick have merged into one entity.
How long are you finding the average game lasts?
Oh, it really depends. One of the cool things about Civilization is that our fans will play these games in some of the most protracted ways I've ever seen. You know, a marathon game of Civ played by email, you know, over a period of years and years.
Episode 209. So I think I heard Mad. I think. Mad? Are you mad, Mad? I've been waiting a very long time to say that. Are you not gin enough? I don't know.
Moles?
You're on a roll today.
Episode 212.
We have a question in the chat from Zach Miner. It says, why is Zach not playing this right now?
Why is Zach not playing this?
Because he's hard at work at PlayStation, you know?
Yeah. This guy's the one who got himself to blame, really.
Right. You did this to yourself, Zach.
Let that be a lesson.
Right.
When we had, like, some of the old code from Civ 5 running around in there for barbarians, so that the aliens would actually capture workers and other civilian units, and they'd become, like, alien workers, I guess. They wouldn't really do anything, but it's just kind of funny to think about what's actually going on there. Like,
right, that almost makes sense in this universe.
Almost makes sense.
The indigenous species of the planet may produce a threat to our growth. Really? Have you been paying attention the last few turns? It's true waffle.
I'm ready.
Yeah, look at all these questions I have here. So, let's start at the very beginning. So, how did your parents meet? No, not that early. To paraphrase, that game designers are just grown-up children, basically.
Not even grown-up so much.
Right, yeah. Basically, just children. So
frustrated children.
The frustrated children.
We had like 24K and then eventually 48K to fill. So, yeah. You know, when we filled up the memory, we were done. So we shipped it.
That's a hell of a way to make a game. That's kind of how we do it now, actually. It's not that different.
No. I said I'm making the rules as I go along. This only applies to inanimate objects. This is not by the people, any living thing.
Mackie. Hold really still, Mackie.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
We could still let you visit Canada. That's an option.
Look, if you promise to not let the maple syrup run dry and promise not to let your poutine get soggy, we may consider your application at a future.
Ooh.
What about
me?
Send beer.
Can I into Canada?
The poutine won't get soggy. It'll be gone.
Mackie, we may consider. No, these are the rules for Mackie. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Phil, we're going to have a long negotiation for even the possibility.
Episode 215.
The only good bug's a dead one.
Really?
Should I redo that one?
Yeah.
I think he needs to redo that one.
I think we both need to redo that one.
A little more enthusiasm there. Look at bug's a dead bug!
I have to vote here. I'm going to pick something that's very obviously wrong.
You just want to mess with it.
Wouldn't you get one person that voted for Brasilia?
Oh, crap. I was thinking I was going to be the one person that voted for POW.
Matt, you can't see the results of the poll before you vote, you know. You can't click the view results.
I didn't want to.
Well...
Too late. It's recorded.
Although, okay, I think Mandrake Goon was supposed to be the one doing this one, right?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's you.
I think the notes said it was you. I just kind of jumped
was
in.
Was it? Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Well, he started it with trolling the...
That was the preface, the introduction.
Oh, was it?
Episode 216. Commerce, social policy.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I
had to remember, too. Don't feel bad.
I would call it a virtue.
Yeah. Mackie's trying to apply beyond Earth terminology to Civ 5.
No.
Your riot in background.
You think of wood, kind of moist wood or something. Something seemed to connect there. That's why I made that decision. Besides, I just love the cello, so.
Panzers are a good unit, but they are a tank, which...
You can tear apart in the field. If you know what you're doing.
Well, it just means that they're on the wrong side of the tech web.
Where is that? Oh, you said tech web. Awesome.
Nice.
We're all doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
One of my friends I was telling about, he's like, please don't tell them to take away the ability to change the upper body of the females. I'm like, you perv. It matters. And he's like, no, don't even mention it on a podcast. And so now he's probably listening and you're going to kill him.
Yeah, whatever.
Imagine's not particularly concerned whether you live or die.
Yeah, he's like, nah, you can die.
Hopefully you do win and it leads you into the victory screen. It's a devastating moment when that doesn't happen. But,
And now I'm thinking about people using Civilization Online to make anime, and we should
move on. We'll also see fanfic.
It has been done with less popular things.
Record dates assorted, 2014.
I'm just not worth it, you know? I'm really not. I mean, my work has been slipping. I haven't been meeting my farm quotas, and whenever I make a road lately, it just looks like a giant tried to scribble one last message before he was murdered. It would be better just to let him take me, honestly.
Are you trying to escape?
No, I love... I mean, I wouldn't work on behalf of an immortal dictator for 12,000 years unless I thoroughly enjoyed it, unless I was being forced into never-ending slavery, and it's definitely one of those. I don't think it matters which one.
Very well, then.
Raxagon clips copyright 2K Games. A Barbarian is captured in Worker Club copyright White Lightning.
Off air.
Added to blooper reels.